As far as how I determine what form a poem will take, it's very often just an organic decision. What feels right? What sounds right? Sometimes, if I choose to use a formal poem or a formal structure to enforce on the poem, obviously that affects the formal decisions, and it affects how the poem looks on the page. One of the poems in my first book is a sonnet interrupted by long lines of prose. So you'll have four lines, the quatrain, first quatrain of the sonnet, and then sort of long Whitmanian lines that interrupt it, and then the next quatrain of the sonnet. It's called Michaelmas. It's, as I said, it's in Everlasting Quail, my first book. So obviously, if I'm writing in a received form, that becomes part of the decision. But I really think, and I want to stress this firmly, and that is, the best poems that I have written, whatever preconceived notions I have for that poem ahead of time, are quickly dispensed with as I write the poem. And what happens is the experience of the poem takes over. And what I hope is that there's a sense of discovery that the reader shares with the writer. And in some ways, I think the poet is just the first reader for that experience. I mean, poets make things, they fabricate their poems, but they also discover them out of patterns in the world, out of images that are received through memory, through actual experience. So the world informs it. The emotion, to quote Wordsworth, strong feeling recollected in tranquility. That strong feeling is the kind of fuel for the poem. And it seems to me that those formal decisions are more discovered than decided upon from the beginning.